And now from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Thursday, September 18, 2014. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star. A Columbia County Industrial Development Agency public hearing was held Wednesday, September 17, at the West Kent Fire Station concerning the Columbia Economic Development Corporation's plan to give a tax-exempt 33-acre plot of land to Ginsburg's Foods Incorporated. The land will be used for a major expansion project. The focus of the hearing Wednesday quickly became how the CEDC acquired the land. It is now conveying to Ginsburg's for $1. During the hearing, Ghent resident Patty Matheny presented a copy of the deed showing the property was purchased by the CEDC for $110,000 in 1997. Matheny said several CEDC members with whom she spoke with were unaware of that detail. County officials have consistently said the property was inherited. Learning the property was purchased, at least one member said she did not understand the need to expand an existing special tax agreement to a profitable company and asked to see documentation of economic need. Under the pending agreement between the CEDC and Ginsburg, the land would be exempt from sales, property, and deed transfer taxes as long as the company creates 21 jobs within 2 years. Ginsburg's intends to substantially expand its Ghent facility. The planned complex would stand 50 feet tall and include a 65,000-square-foot freezer and 8,400-square-foot maintenance building. A second hearing for the public will be held in Claverack at a future unspecified date. Read the full story in the Register Star. Max Opine is reporting in the Daily Mail, in the village of Tannersville has received more than $1.4 million to overhaul its water system. According to the State Department of Health, there are a variety of problems that require remediation, including an out-of-date filtration plan in need of replacement. Officials report high arsenic levels in the Village Park well, problematic water meters, aging water mains, and other problems. The village will next obtain a preliminary engineering report, which involves setting the scope of the project and includes costs, user rates, and permits. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jonathan Weissman in the New York Times reports that on Wednesday, September 17th, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 273-156 to authorize the training and arming of Syrian rebels in a war against the so-called Islamic State. Local Representative Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook, though, spoke out September 16th against the measure. While 159 Republicans and 114 Democrats supported President Obama's program, 71 Republicans and 85 Democrats voted against it. Republican House Speaker John Boehner and Democrat Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi both urged their party faithful to vote for the bill. But Gibson, a former Army officer who served in Iraq, spoke in opposition. "This evil organization has to be defeated," Gibson said. "The question is, how?" Gibson said on the House floor that he believes that the Islamic State in Syria is not a direct threat to the United States and escalating hostilities there is not the best approach. The Senate takes up the issue Thursday, September 18th. And now a look at the weather. Let's see, for today, Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 71 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low around 42 degrees. For tomorrow, Friday, sunny, high near 61 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear, low around 46 degrees. For Saturday, partly sunny, high near 73 degrees. For Saturday night, partly clear, low around 60. And the outlook for Sunday, a chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, high near 80 degrees. And for Sunday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy, low around 55 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:39 a.m. Sunset will be at 6:59 p.m. The length of our day will be 12 hours and 19 minutes. Let's get to those public meetings, as today is the third Thursday of the month. In Ankrum, the town board meeting meets at 7 p.m. in Town Hall at 1416 County Route 7. For Chatham, the town board meeting meets at 7 in their town hall at 488 State Street, Route 295. For Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee meeting meets at 5 p.m. at County Office Building, located at 401 State Street in Hudson. Coxsackie Athens Board of Education meeting meets at 6:30 p.m. at the high school, 24 Sunset Boulevard in Coxsackie. For COPEC, the Land Use Review Committee meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road. For Durham, the Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. in the Town Building at 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham. For Ghent, the Town Board meeting meets at 7:30 p.m. at the Kent Town Hall, located at 2306 State Route 66. For Hudson, the Common Council Economic Development Committee meets at 6 p.m. at City Hall, located at 520 Warren Street. In Kinderhook, the Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at their Town Hall at 4 Church Street in Niverville. And for Wyndham, the Town Hall meeting is at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, located at 371 State, Route 296 in Hensonville. For more information, go to our website, wgxc.org. Go to the top of the page and click on Newsroom, or go to newsroom.wgxc.org. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Thursday, September 18, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.